It is the Morning Blend. Good morning. I'm Jim Miller. We are 91.9, 91.5. The family, my guest is local Appleton pastor Danny Bond, who is senior pastor of the Vine Christian Fellowship in Appleton. Pastor, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It is great to have you, sir. Well, you're busy. You're quite the writer, I hear. Why Did Jesus Have to Die is your, not your first, but latest book.
Yes.
So tell us about it. How long you've been working on it, sir?
Well, it's one of those things that answers spiritual confusion. I've been thinking about this probably my whole Christian walk. It seems so obvious, doesn't it? The question at first. It's like, why would you write a booklet about why did Jesus have to die? But the longer you look at it, the more you understand why the question should be asked. Because most people have this idea that, why do you have to die? He tells us to forgive. We forgive our brother when he sins against us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, none of us have to die. If that was the case, then we'd all be dead.
Yeah.
Right? Every time somebody forgives, you drop dead. So why does the Son of God have to die? It becomes a big question.
It does, and there's numerous parallels. I mean, obviously in your studies over the many years as a pastor, and I know you've been a pastor for quite a long time now, but when you write a title like that, Pastor Bond, what are you trying to tell to your congregation, even maybe those who've been Christian participants and maybe those who have not been saved very long? Do they really get why they're reading that title to the book? I mean, why did Jesus have to die? And does it really reflect on me as much as I need it to? I mean, who is Jesus? I want a personal relationship with him. And there's a lot of power, as you mentioned, in the title.
The initial reaction is, why do I need to know this? And the question raises other questions. And so to the church, the thing you find out immediately, and of course I preached on this, but you find out immediately that, why do you have to die? And it seems so unusual that you would ask the question, but what's more unusual is that we look at God and living for God's glory as if that was unusual, because we all have this tendency to think about what's in it for me. And so for the congregation, it becomes, well, wait a minute, I thought it was all just about me. To find out it was for the glory of God, Jesus died for the glory of God.
That's a great point. That's well said. And we're going to come back and talk more with Pastor Bond and his new book called Why Did Jesus Have to Die? Jim Miller, and again, my guest, Pastor Danny Bond, senior pastor of the Vine Christian Fellowship in Appleton, Wisconsin. We are back. It's The Blend here at 91.9, 91.5, The Family. My name is Jim Miller, and my guest this morning, Pastor Danny Bond, the senior pastor of the Vine Christian Fellowship in Appleton. You know, it's a global question all across countries, religions, and denominations. Anyone who's heard of Jesus' death on the cross has asked that question, why did he have to die, and what does that mean for me? Pastor Danny, why is it so hard for people to understand forgiveness?
I think it's because there's so little forgiveness in the world.
It's a good point.
You know, for starters, we're so unforgiving with each other. The whole world is at war with each other. There's to say that God loves you and he's a forgiving God is kind of hard to believe. But then as you look at Jesus Christ hanging on the cross and why did he have to die and the love that drives that, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to sinners. That's forgiveness. It's so huge.
It is. The weight of the world was on Jesus. And sometimes we feel the weight of the world's on us. And you make it clear, Jesus bore that brunt. And we need to say, wow, you mean I'm forgiven? I can go on. There's hope.
Absolutely. He took our sin as though he himself had committed it. He became completely responsible for it, so much so as if he had committed it, when in fact he was completely sinless. And bore our sin as our substitute. Just as Adam represented us in the beginning, and now we're born sinners because Adam fell, God found a way to bring forgiveness to us and still be true to his own attributes of justice and holiness. And it's through another substitute, another representative, thank God, Jesus Christ. So Adam fell, plunged us into sin. God found a way with his holy Son to reverse all that as our substitute. My sins placed on him, my hell is placed on him, and I get heaven instead, and I get to go to live in the Father's house when I die. That's forgiveness.
Amen.
How good is that?
Pastor Danny, is the world's, our morality compass, is it being more and more obscured with that one-on-one relationship with Christ. I mean, it's evident there's mockery going on more than ever. The immorality has just increased. What's blocking our vision?
Probably to sum it up, biblical illiteracy. Think of how many pulpits are no longer rightly dividing the truth. Think of how many pastors are itching ears. Some little Bible really being taught these days. And as a result, the Bible obviously draws lines, right? Darkness and light. You come out of the darkness into the light, and Jesus draws lines, and there are absolutes, right and wrong. And the Bible speaks to the day when men will call good evil and evil good. And without the Bible, that's where you end up. All the lines are blurred until there aren't any anymore, and it's all situational ethics, right?
Wow. I'm really enjoying this encouragement from Pastor Danny Bond, senior pastor of the Vine Christian Fellowship. Over his 3 decades of ministry, he's enjoyed a number of pastorates, taught at conferences overseas, and ministered for years over the radio, and his biweekly teaching streamed live over the internet. And you're busy writing lots of books. Pastor Danny Bond, we're going to come back one more time. 91.9, 91.5, The Family. Jim Miller, my guest this morning, Pastor Danny Bond. He's the senior pastor of the Vine Christian Fellowship in Appleton, Wisconsin. And Pastor, we have enjoyed you this morning. We want to give away another one of your books, a new book, one of many that you've already written, Why Did Jesus Have to Die? And I'm going to challenge you a little bit, Pastor. And you know what? You obviously have a big responsibility to your flock each and every week. And I have argued this, why when I go to church, I want to be challenged more. Yeah, the Word of God is great. It is profound. It is powerful. But Pastor, there are things that keep people from church. There are things that we get involved in that are addictions. There are things that we get confused about. I wish I'd hear more about what's complicating life already, if it's not tough enough. What we do as people that keeps us from Jesus. Are we talking enough about it at church?
Well, if you don't open the Bible, you're not talking enough about it. The Bible is sufficient to meet the needs of the believer, right? I mean, you're talking about the sufficiency of Scripture when you talk about the Bible meeting the needs of the believer. When you talk about the Bible meeting the need of the non-believer or drawing them into church, I just love the fact that the Word of God itself is evangelistic. And you can talk to a friend who's got a problem, an addiction. Everybody's addicted these days. Before I came to Christ, I was addicted. I was a drug dealer. Addicted. But it was the Bible says that got me. Because the Word of God doesn't return void.
That's right.
So my ex-drug addict friends that were converted, they're saying, Danny, Jesus loves you. And the Bible says, and they'd quote a verse, and it wouldn't return void. And it would go deep down into my heart. It was that love I saw in them, and the change, the simplicity, the glow in their eyes. Nothing is more winsome than joy and love in a Christian who's living it, don't you think?
Absolutely. I love this in the book. He says the ultimate purpose simply is to glorify God. You know, you said something I liked off of the air. You said this is your tract.
Yes.
And I look at this book and I've glanced through it and it's profound. It's to the point and it's from your heart and it's from the Word of God. And I think people need to get this. And it's, again, Why Did Jesus Have to Die? Pastor Danny Bond, senior pastor of the Vine Fellowship in Appleton. It is always great to have you. What do you want to say that you haven't been able to say this morning that you would like to share real quick?
I would just say that if you want to be satisfied and you want to have satisfaction in your life, live for the glory of God. Stop living for yourself, and guess what? You'll find Him inside of you, filling you. A relationship with Jesus Christ is the answer. A personal relationship forgiven by the blood and adopted into the family of God forever.
Pastor Danny Bond, the senior pastor of the Vine Christian Fellowship, Appleton, thanks for being with us.